Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
Senator Dan Sullivan celebrated President Donald Trump's endorsement of the Alaska LNG project as a top priority of his new administration and the president's joint address to Congress.
My administration is also working on a gigantic natural gas pipeline in Alaska, among the largest in the world, where Japan, South Korea, and other nations want to be our partner with investments of trillions of dollars each. There's never been anything like that one. It will be truly spectacular. It's all set to go. The permitting is gotten.
Following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Sullivan has taken 4 trips to Japan and South Korea to promote the project, talking to numerous potential investors and the senior-most government and private sector officials in each country. Recently, he has spoken directly with President Trump on several occasions about the project and gave him the comprehensive document called America's Gas Line.
It's, not going to happen overnight, but the fact that we have the president and his entire cabinet fully putting their shoulder into this was quite remarkable.
The KPBSD board is working on a set of draft budgets. With more, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Facing a projected $17 million budget deficit, the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Board of Education on Monday began work on a set of draft budgets to represent different levels of state funding. Even at the highest level of funding, the drafts describe significant cuts to staff and programming. There are 3 budget reduction scenarios. The most generous scenario reflects a $1,000 increase to the base student allocation. The next scenario describes a $680 increase, and the third, only a $340 increase. The $1,000 increase budget draft describes cuts to distance education programs, eliminates elementary school counselors, ends the Quest Gifted and Talented programs, eliminates library aides, reduces work days for pool managers and theater techs, cuts funding for hockey ice rentals, and cuts a variety of other funding for supplies. In the worst-case scenario, only a $340 increase. All of those cuts are retained with the addition of cuts to staffing, cuts middle school reading, programmatic staffing, student support liaison, special education aid workdays, the Kenai Peninsula Middle College School Program, and increases the teacher-to-student ratio to 34-1 at the high school level and lower for the middle and elementary schools. The board has to submit a final budget by April. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
Authorities in Alaska are working to reach the site of an avalanche near Girdwood that trapped and killed 3 skiers. The avalanche occurred on Tuesday afternoon after a helicopter dropped the skiers off at a backcountry peak in the Chugach Mountains, about 8 miles northeast of Girdwood. The slide buried the victims under more than 30 feet of snow, and initial rescue efforts were unsuccessful due to the harsh weather. The avalanche occurred at an elevation of around 3,500 feet and deposited snow up to 100 feet deep. Although the skiers deployed their avalanche airbags, the snow depth and conditions made recovery very difficult. The victims, identified as Dave Linder from Florida, Charles Eppard from Montana, and Jeremy Leaf from Minnesota, were clients on a guided heli-skiing trip. The avalanche's cause is under investigation, but experts suspect a weak snow layer contributed to the slide. The region had a high avalanche risk, with further snow and wind making conditions more dangerous. The Girdwood area is a popular destination for winter sports and outdoor activities. Flood barriers are going up in Mendenhall Valley. The steel cage barriers will be installed in the backyards of nearly 500 homes to help prevent glacial outburst flooding. They're paid for with help from local homeowners and the city. However, the barriers are only a temporary solution. They're expected to start going up this month. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.